And the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us now. Coach, Mavericks got off to a quick start there, but your team, you've got to be happy by how your team responded, though. Battled back, and then to see Kiki Radke, a freshman who's put up a lot of shots this year, finally get rewarded and get her first career goal. A tough way to lose the game, but a great battle by your team there late.
Well, thanks, Kelly. It was, you know, certainly like the way we battled back, but, just real disappointed to get down 3-0. I mean, there's no excuses for it. We had a great first two shifts. We were able to, we win the draw, we get the puck in their zone, we're cycling. We were actually able to get a complete line change while their line was trapped. I mean, you can't ask for a better start. And then for some sort of reason, we back check, but then we just stand there and watch number 8 take 3 whacks at a puck and put it in the net. And that's, you know, that starts a series of a bad line change, gives them a breakaway. Then we don't get out, lead with our stick to block a shot. We get small instead of we get big. And just like that, you're down 3-0. And, certainly like the battle after that. Great to see Kiki get rewarded. But extremely, just overall, very, very disappointed in the result, because obviously these were three huge points, and we had a great opportunity. We missed it.
Well, and I was so surprised. You said it. Those first 2 minutes of the hockey game, your team was cycling the puck. It looked like you guys were on the power play. And then the breakdown on defense. What did you tell your team between the first and second period to get them back kind of back on track?
Well, we called the timeout after the third goal. We just said, hey, we got to start over. 0-0. It's just hit the reset button. And, I like the way we played after that. We battled. We certainly gave ourselves plenty of chances. You know, Lauren Miller's in all alone, but we missed the net. The goalie doesn't even have to make a save, and that's just a deflating. You know, those are plays where we need her to score. Bottom line is we need Lauren Miller to put that puck in the net, but she doesn't even get the shot on the net. And then we had some other chances. We certainly battled. We got some good looks. But Quade was there, and we had some flurries, and again, just couldn't get a stick on the puck. I thought Mankato did a nice job in the third period of playing just a good, solid. Obviously they were packing it in, but they did a nice job chipping it out, and we could never get anything really sustained in the third period. And credit them for that.
Special teams are pretty good for your team this weekend. Your penalty killers go 4-for-4. Your power play gets a goal here today. Obviously, Kiki Radke's second goal of her career, but that's one positive you'll take from the weekend. Is your penalty kill's been very good this year?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously a big kill there in the third period, Kelly. We're down by a goal, and if we give one up there, it's probably lights out. But they did a nice job, and it was nice to see the power play score. A great play by Haley Mack to get the puck to Kiki, and again, it was just really exciting to see her get two goals. She had a lot of family and friends here this weekend, so that was fun.
Of course, Brittany Mowat, not common for her to give up that many goals. Not many of those were her fault.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the first one she stops two shots, and the girls are standing there pounding it, so you can't fault her for that. Second one, we give up a breakaway on a bad change, and that's probably their most talented player. She made a great move. She froze Britt. The third goal is a screenshot. That's one she probably would want back, but when you can't see it, it makes it tougher to stop. But the disappointing thing is we don't lead with our stick. We get small instead of big, and, you know, that's a shot that, you know, we'll block 9 out of 10 times, but this time we don't. And like I said, you find yourself down 3-0, and it's just like, what the heck just happened? But again, proud of the way we battled back, gave ourselves a chance. But again, this is game number 22 for us, I believe, and to have those breakdowns is just really, really discouraging. And that's what we talked about. So if we, you know, at this point in time in the year, those things shouldn't be happening.
Coach, you've got a non-conference series next weekend. You happy about getting a break from WCHA play for a little while?
Yeah, whatever. It's another series. They're always important. You know, we want to certainly represent the league well. It's a great opportunity to finish, the non-conference portion on a high. And more importantly, a great way to finish the so-called first half before our break on a positive.
Coach,
should certainly be better than finishing like we did today, Kelly. I'll tell you that.
I hear you there. I was wondering what happened. It was a crazy first period of hockey. Well, we'll catch up with you on the bus. Again, thanks again for joining us. A tough break for the Beavers here today, but at least they tried to battle back there late and made it at least an interesting game after those 3 Maverick goals.
Thanks, Kelly.